This is an interview with Joan Kretz on October 3rd, 2015 in Anago, Wisconsin. Hi, Joan.
Hey, Sand.
So we're going to talk a little bit today about your work. We'll start with the easy stuff. So what is your job title and who is your employer?
My job title is Deputy Clerk of Court. My employer, I guess, I work for Langlade County. The clerk of court would be my boss.
Got it. Your direct boss is the clerk?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Cool. How long have you been there?
About 6.5 years.
Wow. Talk a little bit about what your roles and responsibilities are in your, what's the scope of your work?
It's mostly clerical. The clerk of court's office is considered the kind of the record keeper of what goes on in the court system at the circuit court or trial court level. Our particular office has 6 employees, including my boss. 5 deputies, we divide the work kind of by category. So we each are responsible for keeping the records of a different type of case, I guess you would call it. We share duties as far as waiting on the public. We take turns going into court to what we call clerking in the courtroom. And I can get more specific about that if you want me to.
Okay. What category then are yours? What categories?
I'm the civil clerk, so that means I take care of processing all the paperwork for civil case filings. And civil case filings would be, it's considered the upper branch of civil type cases, meaning small claims would be the other type, and that has a dollar amount limit on it. And so civil cases tend to be the more higher, like foreclosures or personal injury cases or medical malpractice cases. But then I also get a variety of other things, like I take care of all the restraining orders are filed as civil cases. That's probably my least favorite.
Yeah.
Legal name changes. If people need to correct a birth certificate or a death certificate or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Those are the most common ones I can think of right off the top of my head.
So do you do things like when you say you're responsible for maintaining the files and this information, do you also have to communicate it out to other agencies, or, you know, do you have to interact with the police in that way? Things that, if something's done as a result of a case or of a court hearing or something, do you have to take that information and provide it to somebody, or does it just all stay, do people come to you for that?
Kind of all of the above, but mostly people can get information when things get filed. We have a paper file, but everything gets entered into the computer, into what's people would call CCAP.
Mm-hmm.
And so the public can go online and have access to some of the information. But they might call with questions about what they see online, or they might need actual copies of specific documents, or they might just be being nosy. But for my particular types of cases, the ones that I most have mostly would have to deal with another agency would be the restraining orders.
Uh-huh.
So I have to make sure that the information gets entered as quickly as possible, and then I have to make sure that I get the information to the sheriff's department I guess that would probably be the biggest.
Mm-hmm. Do they, with restraining orders, do they do something with that? Do they, are people notified? Like, is, or do people generally know already? Or you go and you get the restraining order, and then the sheriff's department, do they have to go and notify the party to stay away? How does that work?
They get if somebody wants a restraining order, they have paperwork they have to file. They have to get it approved by the, before they can file it, they have to get it approved by the judge, and then what happens is if the judge approves it, basically what he's doing is granting a temporary restraining order, and the person it's against has to be served, personally served a copy of that order, and they're given a court date, and at that court date it's decided if it becomes a more permanent meaning from up to 4 years, maybe, where they have this restraining order against them. So there is a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And they do get a chance to object or tell their side of the story or whatever.
Got it. Interesting.
So,
what time do you get to work in the morning, and what time do you leave?
Our work day is 8:30 to 4:30. Uh-huh. So I usually get there about 20, 25 after. And we usually leave at 4:30, and we all leave together. It's kind of interesting, another little quirky thing. We all take a break together, and we all leave together, except whoever's turn it is to go to the bank and the post office gets to leave early. And it takes me about 3.5 to 4 minutes to get to work.
That's awesome. So wait, do you all, is everybody just usually ready to go, or do you guys sometimes standing there waiting for one person to finish up?
We're usually ready to go. Overtime is frowned upon.
Uh-huh.
But unless, you know, sometimes Marilyn, the boss, will say, I'm staying late or whatever, or if somebody ends up having to stay late because of court, you know, then obviously the rest of us leave. But usually we all, you know, we have to punch out at our computers, and we close up, we lock up together, and we have to lock the office behind us, so everybody's got to be out. Unless somebody has an appointment and hurries,
uh-huh,
we usually all walk out together.
And when you said take your breaks together, do you actually spend the break together also?
Yes.
You do? Wow.
We do. And that was another thing that I found kind of quirky when I started there. We call it the vault, which is, uh-huh, it's a room where we store files and things, and it does have a thicker wall, and it's an old building, so it's got the metal doors to it. It's actually our secure area if we ever have to be in a lockdown or something. But and there's a little work table in there, and we have 6 chairs around it, and it's just off of our main room, so we set a little bell out. And we don't necessarily take a break every day, but if we do, we put the little bell out and we all go in. Sometimes if somebody has bills to pay or something, they might just stay at their desk, and, you know, if we have to make a personal phone call or something. But usually we just all go in, we sit down, and we talk about personal things.
Huh.
And I always thought that was kind of weird, but it's actually kind of nice, because I think it prevents... not to say that they don't or can't happen anyways, but I think it really helps limit little cliques, yeah, and things, because we're together.
Yeah.
So we know a lot about each other.
Uh-huh.
And we know a lot about each other's families, and we just talk about something we saw in the news or what's happening in each other's lives.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Huh? If some, we take turns also being the person who has to get up to go when somebody walks in or the phone rings. So whoever's week it is to do the bank and the post office gets to leave at 4. So that person is the one who has to get up and answer the phone during break. Or
that's neat. That's neat.
Yeah.
And what do you do for lunch?
We get an hour. I usually come home.
Uh-huh.
Once in a while I'll meet a friend for lunch or something. But I usually come home, and it's amazing what you can get done.
Yeah.
I can change the laundry or empty the dishwasher, let the dog out, run an errand.
Uh-huh.
So.
And make your lunch?
Make my lunch. Okay. Sometimes, like the summer before Sammy got married in the spring, when I knew I wanted to be tan, I would come home, change into shorts and a tank top, and go sit outside in the sun for half an hour. Nice. Then change back into my work clothes and go back to work.
Oh, that's funny. That sounds nice. I know that at some point in the last couple of years, you were talking about the renovations in your office to put in some of the bulletproof glass and stuff. Am I remembering that correctly? Or
there is glass, but don't tell anybody it's not bulletproof.
Oh.
That's way too expensive.
Does it look like it is?
I wouldn't know.
Or did it used to not be open? What was the change?
It used to be an open counter, and two of the desks were right up to it. And we actually had things stolen off our desks because people could easily reach over. Or they'd reach over without asking and pull a stapler off our desk to use it, grab a piece of tape, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we just had a little half-door gate that swung between, you know, public and us. So they did built a higher counter, put in some cupboards and storage at it, and put some glass windows that we can open and shut, and a locked door. So we have a locked door now between us and that.
And do you like it better?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think I would, but I really do.
Hmm.
The only thing is they're also partial walls, so it is amazing that people will walk in the door and stand behind the wall instead of coming up to the open glass so that we see them and know that they're there.
Huh. So. Interesting. What is your schedule like? Do you have certain days that you're in court, or just certain times where it's your cases, or how does that work?
Generally, I consider Wednesdays my court day, but it kind of all depends on what actually is scheduled each day. I typically will civil things don't have a lot of court dates in our county, like criminal or traffic things tend to take up the majority of our court time. So usually if there is something civil in court, I'm usually the one to clerk it, no matter what day it falls on. But typically I have Wednesdays as my court day, which means whatever's in there, I clerk. And it usually happens to be traffic and criminal, pleas and sentencings, motion hearings, things like that.
What kind of sentencings?
We call it a plea and sentencing, where they enter their guilty or no contest plea. It's usually not the first time they've been in court.
Sure. And what all is involved in, talk about clerking a little bit more. What are the responsibilities of clerking?
We do what we call in-court processing, which means we take down the minutes of what happens and we enter it directly into the computer. so we're there to kind of assist with the paperwork, assist the judge with the paperwork part of it, to take the minutes that are necessary for the processing that we have to do to be done. The court reporter is the person who takes down word for word everything that's said. We don't do that. We take down the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And we swear in the witnesses, and we mark the exhibits, and we keep track of all the paperwork and make sure it all comes back to us. And I don't usually clerk the jury trials, but if whoever clerks the jury trials, you have to pull the juries and swear in the juries and swear in the bailiffs and, you know, that kind of thing. So
if you're keeping track of the paperwork, do you have as stuff is floating around, do you have lists in front of you of what you had to begin with, or do you have to kind of mark that and make sure you get it back if people are looking at? I assume you're saying some things that might make their rounds or circulate around the different attorneys and stuff that are involved, or if people are going to look at things. Is that what you're talking about?
You mean while
about?
We're in court?
Yeah. Is it?
If it were a trial and there were exhibits, yes, then I would have to make sure they don't wander off.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, typically for me, it would be a matter of if somebody gets, for example, say they get sentenced on a drunk driving.
Uh-huh.
In addition to putting the minutes in the computer, I usually would have, we have the calendar in front of us so we know what the heck we're working on. Then for a typical sentencing on a drunk driving ticket, the person usually gets a fine. They get a suspension of their license. They get they have to take an alcohol assessment. They might have to have a ignition interlock device. And a lot of that requires paperwork that has to be completed in our office. So then I'm also filling out a little piece of paper, writing down the notes that whoever's in the office is going to need to know to finish up their paperwork. So I'm writing stuff down so I can give it to the person to take into our office when they're done in court. There might be other things that the judge has to sign before they leave, and so I'm getting that stuff ready, and so it's paperwork.
Yeah, but a bunch of it as it's all going on.
It is, and that's the stressful part of it sometimes, is that if you've got 10 people waiting yet to have their moment in court, and everybody's in a hurry, and they don't want to, sometimes I have to say, I need a minute.
Uh-huh.
So that I can get my stuff done before we continue.
Yeah. You mentioned the court reporters. So there are court reporters in there also that
yes.
are taking the word for the transcription or whatever. Are they stenographers? Or is that not?
That is a term that's used for them sometimes. And it's, you know, each judge has their own court reporter.
Uh-huh.
So we have, you know, a court reporter that we usually have there. And she has a little machine that she types into.
The are those called
steno machines? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're more and more computerized now than like when I first started.
Yeah. Huh. Do you have in yours, so when I've been in, participated in some family court hearings, there would be monitors on the tables where all of the parties to the case were sitting as well, so the attorneys could see it, so that the clerk would be typing stuff in and filling in the orders and stuff as we went, and then everybody would get a chance to look at it before she completed it. Do you do that?
We do not have that type of setup in our in our courtroom. There are some occasions where we would be completing a form on our computer, but our the tables that the party sit at do not have any set up like that. So,
got it.
Not yet, anyways.
Yeah. Is there how many judges are there for your
in our county?
Yeah,
just we have one judge.
One judge.
We have a court commissioner that comes in a couple days a week to hear certain kinds of cases. Sometimes we have visiting judges that come. If, you know, if our judge has to recuse himself from a case, it gets assigned to a judge from another county. So sometimes we have a judge will come to hear the cases they've been assigned to.
Okay. So what are your non-court days like?
Mostly sitting at my desk, doing the paperwork, answering phone calls, waiting on people at the counter. Something I found unique to this particular office that I thought was really strange when I first started there, but now having been there a few years, I understand why we do it and I actually like it. We have, the five of us have our desks in one common area with like little short cubicle walls we can see over them in between us. But we rotate desks every month.
Hmm.
We actually empty out our desks, clean them out, and move to the next desk, unpack it all out, and
wow,
be there for a month. And the reason for that is the two desks that are what I would call the front part of the office, the people that sit at those two desks are the first in line to handle people that come to the counter. And then the three, what I call the back row, have the phones. They're the first ones to have to answer the phones. So the reason for moving is so that you don't get burnt out on one person isn't always stuck being the first in charge of the phone, or one person isn't always the one to have to get up and wait on people. Because it does get, you do get tired of it.
Yeah, I bet.
Or it does, not that you get tired of it, it just gets where you need a break.
Did you, do you know how that started, if that was something that was implemented by a clerk at some point, or if the deputies decided among themselves that that was how it was going to be?
You know, I never asked how or when it got started. I just know they were doing it long before I got there. I'm assuming a clerk made that decision.
Uh-huh.
If it was the previous clerk who actually hired me but retired after I had been there a year, I don't know if that was her decision. She'd been there for 30 years, so I'm guessing it was her decision.
Uh-huh.
But I just know the first time after I had been there a month or a couple of weeks, one day, all of a sudden, they're all like, are we moving? Yep. And all of a sudden, there was all this activity going on. I'm like, what the heck is going on? They weren't making me move because they wanted me at the desk with the least, because I was so new.
<just started. laughs>
But I was like, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. But we've got it down to a science. We can do it in about a half an hour.
Wow. And they all stay clean. You probably
they do.
Keep your clutter to a minimum.
I have very little personal, you know, I have a few personal things. I have some pictures on my desk, but I do not accumulate because I don't want to move it every month.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good idea.
But we wipe down the keyboards and the desk inside of the desk drawers, and I mean the desks are empty.
Mom will be so proud.
I know. I wish I could do that at home.
Were you a clerk back in Wausau or in your early, when you worked for courts before? Were you? Is this the job that you had, or did you have a different?
Well, yes and no. In Wausau, I was a court clerk. I worked for the clerk of court's office. But there, they would have each judge had their own court clerk. Mm. So where now I go in on Wednesdays and fill in here and there on other days in Wausau, that was my job, was to be in the courtroom with the judge, whatever he had going on. In Maine, worked in the superior, their court system is a little different than ours. I worked actually with mostly with civil cases like I do now, but they divided the work a little differently there, and I had very little time in the courtroom. I was just starting to get into that. So it varies from county to county, state to state, how they're set up. But
and in Maine, were you in, how big was the population, the area? Was it similar to here? Were you in a bigger place?
I was in Portland. It was the biggest city in the state.
Yeah.
Where like our office here will handle the traffic tickets and everything. In the office I was in there, it was strictly the upper branch civil matters, also in our office, but in a different room where the criminal type cases. So, and plus that was pre-computer era.
So that was going to be my next question, is that was 20 years, 20 some 27,
different span? 28 years ago.
Uh-huh. And so what else, when you started this job, were there things that were really different from before that you noted, or was a lot of it still similar?
There was, I think here, because I saw what happened in the office side, that was all new to me, because in Wausau, I had been just in the courtroom.
Right.
But there were similarities, like when they started, in my interview, she handed me a minute sheet and was going to have me do a little like test run on taking minutes, and that was very familiar to me because that's what I had done. And when I started here, they had me doing the paper minutes, and then we gradually worked into doing the minutes on the computer.
Mm.
Everything is getting more and more. We're doing less and less on paper and more on computer.
Mm-hmm. What's your least favorite aspect of your job?
It gets probably when you have to listen to and see things that are very, to me, sad, depressing. If you see somebody that you know going through something bad, that's probably the worst.
Yeah.
The second worst is having people that they're angry and they're going to take it out on whoever happens to be in front of them. So, nothing is their fault and it's all my fault that they got in trouble or something like that. That's the other part I don't like, but
Yeah, I can imagine. What's the best part about your job?
You never know what's going to happen in a day. I mean, yeah, there are days that are boring and stay the same, but I think the fact that it does change, that there is, something different happening all the time. I like that some days I'm in the courtroom and some days I'm in the office. It kind of breaks it up a little. the other thing I would say is just that the people I work with are, we're able to laugh at a lot because you have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. Do you and Mike talk about work? Do you talk about your job?
I probably go in streaks as far as talking about my job. If there's something really funny or something I might share, I try to be careful of what I say because it's a small town and we've kind of have a rule in our office that, you know, our boss doesn't want somebody to say to her, I heard this from, you know, one of your employees or whatever, even though it's considered a public record.
Right.
We don't want to be like gossiping about what we see in here because it is people's personal lives.
Right.
So I'm careful about what I say.
Mm-hmm.
As far as me talking about my job.
Mm-hmm.
Mike will talk more about his job.
Yeah. Is there anything, do you think there's anything about, are you the same person at work as you are anywhere else? Do you think there's anything that might surprise people, you know, in our family or people that don't know you from work that they might be surprised that about anything in the, like the way that you are, or something you do at work or anything like that?
Yeah, I think that, well, Mike would probably think that I'm much more patient at work than I am at home.
And are you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I guess I would say I think people think, you know, I have people who will say they don't want to, they'll apologize if they, in my personal life, they'll apologize if they swear in front of me, or they'll say, we're going to embarrass you if they tell a, you know, off-color joke or whatever. And I think it would surprise them about what I do see and hear every single day.
Uh-huh.
There's not much that's going to shock me.
Yeah.
And I feel like the perception out there is people think that I'm sheltered.
Oh.
I don't know if that comes from working in a Catholic school for 9 years. Right. Or because one of my coworkers right now told me that after I got hired, her boss at the time told her she had to not swear because I was coming from a Catholic school. That lasted about a week.
Well, that's actually interesting because that was an interesting shift in jobs to go from... you were the secretary, right?
Yes.
For an elementary Catholic school to go into what you're describing now. Is there anything from that job in particular that you maybe carried into this one that's been helpful? Or were there any similarities that you were surprised you?
Huh. Well... I would say both jobs really require being able to multitask, being able to prioritize, and both jobs, so, you know, maybe my work in the first one prepared me for the second, both jobs, you think you're going to get this and this and this and this done today, but both jobs are constant interruptions and you just have to go with the flow and then remember to get back on track.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that would be the similarity.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the thing that would be different, I guess, was before I started this job, you know, this is a small community. You think you know everybody, and my life surrounded my kids and school and their friends, and you know, I worked at the school that they went to, and then I went to work in the clerk's office, and you realize there's a whole nother population out there. Completely different.
Yeah. That's always so interesting to me. It's like, who are the other? So this town is 8,000, 9,000, somewhere in there, yeah. You know? So you figure you probably know at least 1,000. Yeah. And then, but there's another yes. whole bunch that's like, oh, who are those people that I don't encounter every day?
Yes. Patty likes to laugh when I switched this job, and she was asking me to describe it, and I was trying to describe it, and she said, do you mean it's kind of like being at the fair every day? I said, yeah, that's one way to put it.
That's funny. Are there things in your office that you think you're the best at? Like, oh, I do this particular task better than anybody else does.
Who's going to hear this?
Nobody.
Maybe.
Well, how about this? Is there something where if something needs to be done, your boss would want to have you do it before anybody else, if she could?
Depending on what the problem is, I would say she probably would want me to wait on somebody who is being difficult.
Oh, lucky you.
You know, depending on what it was that their problem was.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm probably pretty good at not rising to the bait,
mm-hmm.
and trying to keep the situation from getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that must be very difficult. That's a pretty good skill to have.
Well,
are there things from, you know, growing up? Are there things from growing up, either, you know, in your family background or your educational background or anything, where you feel like has really influenced some aspect of what you bring to your job? Things that are important to you to do in your work that you think come from your kind of your broader background?
I think that there is a tendency for people to stereotype the people who come through our office. Based on race.
Mm-hmm.
For an example.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably the between the between being half Mexican and our Mexican background, and between that and living on the Menominee Reservation for 5 years, and just the way our parents raised us, I try not to do it, and I certainly don't ever vocalize it, mm-hmm. I hope. But I hear it a lot, mm-hmm. and I try not to. I probably could be better at trying to, I don't know what you want to say. I don't join in.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should be better at trying to squelch it than I am, but I just try to remove myself from those
mm-hmm.
conversations. And I guess that would be one area where I feel that my background plays a part in how I act at work.
Yeah. That makes sense. Anything else about your job that you wish people knew? And you can say no if you can't think of anything, but anything you think, wow, if people knew this.
I think people would be surprised at the diversity of people that we come into contact with each day. You know, I could be talking to attorneys and judges one minute and talking to somebody who's on their way to prison the next.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing that floors me sometimes is just the rudeness of people who, like I said, most people are not happy to have to be dealing with anything in our office, and I understand that, but boy.
Yeah.
Some of the things that comes out of people's mouths sometimes is amazing.
Wow. I bet.
So it can be very stressful, but, mm-hmm. you know, we have a good group of people, and we try to, when those things happen, we all try to lighten the mood or
uh-huh.
at least back each other up, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But. All right. Well, as a last thing, I wanted to just go back and talk through, have you list out as many of your prior jobs in order that you've had in your life?
Okay. I mean, like starting with babysitting?
And sure.
All right. Babysitting. Working at the apple orchard, thinning apples in the summer and picking them in the fall.
What does thinning apples mean?
The apples will sometimes start out in little clumps or clusters of two or three apples growing like off the same stem,
uh-huh.
right next to each other, and you really only want one apple there so that it gets big enough. So you're basically plucking the little green apples and just letting them fall to the ground to leave one good one.
Huh. Interesting.
So you climb up in the trees and on the ladders and hope you don't fall too many times. Then I worked at the credit union.
And did you start that right?
While I was in high school.
In high school?
Mm-hmm. And I worked at a couple different areas there. I liked that there. I liked the people I worked with, and I liked the type of work. But and then I worked at the courthouse in Portland, and then we moved to Wausau, and I had probably the most stressful, worst job of my life for about a 6-week period, filling in for somebody for maternity leave in a doctor's office.
Oh, was that at the hospital or
the, their office was located in the hospital building in Wausau, and it was two cardiologists and a heart surgeon, whatever they're called, and working as filling in for their receptionist who was on maternity leave. And it was the most stressful, awful job I ever had. And then I started to work at the courthouse there. And then my next job would have been years later when I started at the school.
Well, your next job was raising your kids.
Yes. Yes. and then working at the school, and then where I am now. So not that many, really.
But a handful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's some variety in there. That's neat.
So. I never had the horrible, awful summer jobs that high school kids and college kids
have. Yeah.
So.
You were smart. You ain't got a job at the credit union.
Yes. I never had to flip burgers.
All right. Any final thoughts?
I'm hoping my next job is being a retired millionaire.
There you go. Your husband is making enthusiastic gestures. Yes. Over in the other room.
I keep telling God I'd be really good at it, and I'd be really generous.
All right. Well, we'll keep hoping for that. Thank you.
Thank you.